My name's Keith Kelsey, and my family acquired the Alma in the late 50s. And she was built in 1927 in San Francisco. And we acquired it when Chevron, that had a oil terminal between Cayucos and Morro Bay, asked my grandfather if he'd take over and the shipping there. So Grandpa took over the shipping, and we use it for taking pilots 3 miles offshore, dropping them off the oil tanker, and then we would head into the shoreline and run big ropes and wires from the ships to the buoys offshore to hold the ship in, and then eventually pull over a bell buoy, which the ship's winches would pull up with cranes and stuff to load crude oil. And I think it was 92 that we donated it, 1992, to the Maritime Museum, because she was famous in World War II for saving the crew off the Montebello, which in 1941 was torpedoed by the Japanese 6 miles outside of Cambria. So there were two ships in Alba Beach. One was Montebello, tied to the Unocal Pier with a full load of San Maria crude, and the Lori Dori was another ship that was out at anchor waiting to come in to get oil. And they got word that there was a Japanese submarine outside, and it already torpedoed in Carpinteria the tanks up on the hill, did minimal damage with the deck guns. And the Japanese submarines were the Japanese captains of oil tankers back in the day. And so they had local knowledge. And so Unocal got the orders that they had to get the ship to San Francisco, and they decided that they were going to take off at 2 in the morning, approximately, and there'd be safety in numbers. And so anyway, they hired people like my grandpa at the time with his dive boat to carry depth charges from the end of Fossil Point to the end of the breakwater in Port San Luis. So the submarine could see they had a depth charge and they can hear the engines back and forth. Of course, if he dropped the depth charge, he'd blow the bottom off his own boat because the boat's not fast enough to get away. So anyway, the two ships take off. They get immediately torpedo shot at them, and they veered off. I figured there's one of them can make it if they switch off and separate. Montebello steamed straight north. The Larry Dory was going to run the ship on the beach just north of Moore Rock, right next to the rock, and they were going to get the ladders out and run for their lives, get off the ship. Two torpedoes were shot at it, and what Howard L. Moore, that was on the Alma, told me that the torpedo blew up underneath the ship and jarred the ship so hard that it broke the compass. Another torpedo was shot and slid up in the surf and broke windows of local houses near the beach. And then they dropped anchor just outside the surf zone when they noticed the submarine took off the other direction after Montebello, because she was worth more because she had a full load of crude in her. So Howard was at the sea buoy off of Morro Bay, and they were tied to it. It was radio silence. They heard explosions going on throughout the morning, and when daylight came, they saw the oil tanker anchored right next to Morro Rock. And so they're like, what the heck happened, you know? And they headed into the sterile bay. There used to be a pier between Cayucos and Morro Bay that went out, that they would moor the tugboats offshore and come into the pier to take on passengers or employees and stuff. And so they got into the pier, and they were told to get to take the crew to the sterile, another tug, and to get north to San Simeon as fast as they can to rescue the crew off the Montebello. The Montebello was chased up north by a Japanese submarine with 6 miles outside of Cambria. And so that's where the submarine that Howard told me surfaced on the inside of the, between the shore and the oil tanker, and shot two torpedoes at it. One missed, another one hit the only tank forward that was empty floating the bow of the ship. So down she went. And the Alma and the Estero were told to head up to go rescue the crew if they could at all assist. By the time they got there, one of the lifeboats, when they'd gotten there, had already gone through the surf, and the local ranch hands and ranchers helped them get through the surf. When the Alma got there, they got to the closest boat to shore and they couldn't reach them because the water was too shallow. So they floated a life jacket in with a line and was able to pull the boat out and save the crew of three lifeboats. And they took the crew on board and they towed all three lifeboats back into Morro Bay to safety. So in 1992, the Sylvester Tug Service, my family retired the Alma and donated it to the Maritime Museum for preservation and for the public to understand the story of the Montebello being torpedoed off the West Coast. Thank you for visiting the Morro Bay Maritime Museum.